Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. I just want to start off today with a couple of minutes of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You're worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. Lord, I come before you today just submitting this ministry program to you. And I say, Father God, have your way. Let your will be done. Speak to the hearts of your people, Lord, even on this morning, on this Friday morning, or whenever it is that they tune into this ministry program. Speak a word unto your people on today, Lord. Use me as your vessel. And we will continue to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Have your way, God. Have your way. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I lift up this prayer to you. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And praise God. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. And I'm just going to turn over there. I want to make sure that it is Proverbs. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, it is Proverbs chapter 16. The Bible tells us to commit to the Lord whatever we do. Amen. And sometimes I come on the ministry program, especially within the last month, and I don't start with prayer. I used to start every ministry program with prayer. But there have been times in the past month when I've come and having the 15 minutes, I've just jumped right in. And there's no telling if that will be something that will happen again in the future. But today, God said pray. Amen. And I'm learning to hear the voice of God as well as to obey the voice of God. Amen. And I just want to praise his name. I want to glorify his name on today, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. A month ago, on June the 5th, my sister went home to be with the Lord, my sister Janice. I love Janice. Amen. And I will look forward to the day when I will see her again. Amen. But I am celebrating that she is with the Lord. Amen. That she is with the Lord. And it's been a really crazy kind of 30 days since that time. Amen. One thing that Janice did before she knew that she was absolutely positively going to be with the Lord, about 3 months before she slept off, she wrote a letter to the family. And in that letter, she talked about being tired. She talked about the pain, that nobody knew the pain that she was in. She talked about her mistakes, and she apologized for her mistakes. And she encouraged me. She encouraged me to keep going. Amen. She encouraged me to keep going. And that's just like a, what we used to call in the old days, a deathbed wish, you know, when somebody leaves you with a mantle, when they leave you with a directive. Amen. And that's what she left me with. She said, Becky, you know what you want out of life. She said, but my life is over now. She said, but you keep going. Amen. And I know that she would be proud, because that's what I've been doing for the past 30 days. I just keep going and going and going and going. And I know that it's only for the grace of God that I'm able to keep moving forward in spite of the circumstances. And as you know, you probably have been tuning in for the past month, and I'm encouraging and exhorting. And I'm continually saying, keep moving forward, keep pressing forward. You're going to make it. It's going to be all right. Don't you know? Don't you know that I'm ministering to myself? Amen. The best way that you can get yourself out of the slump, the best way that you can get yourself out of the pit and out of feeling sorry for yourself, is to look around and find somebody else to encourage. Find somebody else to help. Amen. Find someone else that you can pour into. Don't be so self-centered. Don't be so centered on yourself and your problems. Not that your problems are small or that they don't matter. It's just that if you look around, you will find some people who are having a tougher time than you are. Even though it may be hard for you to believe at that particular moment in life, but it's the truth. There are people around that don't have anything to eat. There are people around you that are dying, that are in so much pain that they don't know how they're even going to get up out of the bed. There are people around you that have broken hearts. There are people around you that have had their husbands to walk out on them, or the mother of their children to just abandon the children. No matter what you're going through, I guarantee you there are some people around you who are going through something that's worse. Amen. So you go out and you help somebody else. God will take care of you. Oh, yes. The Lord will take good care of you, and he will bring you through, because in your weakness, that's when his strength is made perfect. Amen. That's when he is able to stand up and be God in your life. So many of us are so strong, and I know I've been there to the point where I've been so strong, and I didn't feel like I needed anything else. My life was perfect, man. My life has been so good over the past 10, 11, 12, 13 years. I know I went through some stuff with my marriage that was devastating. I felt like divorcing my husband. Oh, yes, I said it. I felt like divorcing my husband, but the Lord kept us together. I felt like kicking out his son, my son, our oldest son, who is my husband's son from his first marriage. Amen. But God kept us together, and now our family is congruent. We have a beautiful family. Things were going so well for the past, since 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7. I had some hard times. I had some friends turn their backs on me. I had some people that didn't support me, but I was all right because I was with the Lord. Amen. And then Janice went home to be with the Lord, and my world was rocked. Amen. That thing rocked my world. It really did rock my world. But what I got from that, what I gained from that, is compassion. Compassion. I didn't have this before because I had never lost anyone that was close to me. But now I have compassion for those who are going through the mourning period or grieving the loss of a loved one. Amen. Not that they're lost, because if they're a Christian, they're with the Lord, but not being with us anymore. So I've been encouraging people, because that's the thing that I do. I know that that's part of my call. That's part of why I was created. Amen. I was created with encouragement on the inside of me. Amen. Praise God. I was created with encouragement on the inside of me. And I want to encourage you to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. You can call in until 12:15. I'll be going off the air at that time. If you hear this ministry program later and you want prayer, email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com. POWERINTHEWORD. POWERINTHEWORD 1. That's the number 1 at yahoo.com. And I will pray for you. I will pray for you the next time that I come on the air. If you have any questions that you want me to answer pertaining to God's Word, you can email me and I will address that question on the next ministry program. Amen. And praise God. But commit to God whatever you do, because Proverbs chapter 16, starting with verse 1, says, to man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. All a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Lord works out everything for his own ends, even the wicked for a day of disaster. Amen, amen, and praise God. God, listen, God really is in control. Our Bible tells us that you can have your plans, but God plans prevail. You can have your ideas about what you want to do. But if your heart isn't right and you're not doing it for the wrong, if you're not doing it for the right reasons, if your motives are wrong, you are not going to have any success there. If you're a child of God, God will chastise you. He will stop you in your tracks. He will put you on hold. He will put you on ice until you get with his program, amen, and do what you do as unto the Lord, amen, and praise God. God really is in control. We think we're in control, but we've gotten that wrong. We're not in control. God is in control, and when we relax and let it go, when we let go and let God, then we can make some progress. Then we can begin to say that we're getting somewhere. Until then, we're kicking against the goals. We're kicking against the pricks. And we're going against the flow. Because if we're not flowing with God, we're flowing against the current. And do you know how hard it is to swim upstream against the current? Amen. It is not an easy task. And I'm not a swimmer. I am not a swimmer. But I know that it's not an easy task to go against the flow. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So I want to encourage you to get with God's program. Get with God's program. Let him have his way in your life. It's not about you and your desires. It's really about God getting the glory in your life. And that's all good. That's all good. Romans 8:28 says, "For we know that in all things God works everything together for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose." Amen. We've been called according to the purpose of God. What is the purpose of God? That we bring him glory. Hallelujah. That we bring him glory. And I've been trying to, for the past few days, I've been researching this and studying this and trying to put my finger on this. What exactly is the purpose of God? Why are we here? What is my purpose? What am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing here? What am I supposed to do with the call that's on my life? The thing about it is, it really is not about what I feel I'm supposed to be doing. It's more about what God designed me to do. It's about what God designed you to do. And the Bible keeps telling me that we were born for his glory. We want to glorify him in our praise and our worship and our lives and everything that we do. We're born to be a light in the dark world so that people will look on our lives and look on the success that we have, the same success that we're giving God the glory for, and then they too will glorify the name of God. They will say that our God really is the only God. Amen. I feel God right here. Amen. They will say that our God really is the only God, the one true God, because so many people are worshiping so many different false gods, so many different false idols, and it really comes down to there only being one true God who has a great plan for your life. Because when you think about it, praise the Lord, when you think about it, if you were born to glorify God, that means that he wants to move in your life. He wants to move out in your life and bring you some recognition. You want your name to be up in lights. You want to be made great. You want to be successful in everything that you do. You want people to look at you and wonder how you made it over and how you got to do and be and have some of the things that you were able to do, be, and have. If you want the glory to be on your life, then walk with the Lord and commit your plans to God. Commit your plans to the Lord with a pure heart, saying, "God, I want you to be glorified in my life. I want you to get the glory. I want my light to shine so brightly that people will look on my life and glorify your name." Amen, amen, and praise God. I don't know about you, but that's what I want. I want his name to be made great in my life. I want people to look at me and say, "God took her from nowhere and put her on top of the world." Amen. He took a little nobody from Newark and made her somebody for his glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This 15 minutes has gone by so quickly. That is the end of today's ministry program. Remember that we are in Elizabeth tonight and tomorrow, as well as on Sunday morning, with the Position for Purpose Conference. Come out and be a part of this great move of God. You can check out my website at nccmonline.org or go over to the radio page, nccmradio.com. Check out all of the ministry programs that we have available for your listening enlightenment. Amen. So that you could be spiritually enlightened with the Word of God. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you from New Creation Christian Ministries with power in the Word. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And also remember my brother, remember my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.